Europe.
Poland. Reclaiming the centre. Poland's new modern art museum aims to give the capital a fresh look.
It has been compared to a shoebox, a parcel locker, and an unmarked IKEA warehouse. Ahead of its opening on October 25th, Warsaw's new Museum of Modern Arts is an emotive topic for Varsovians. Some praise the three-story white box for its cool minimalism. Others say it is a missed opportunity to create a statement building, like the Guggenheim in Bilbao, to beautify the scarred Polish capital. Warsaw's chaotic central square tells the city's turbulent history. Some 90% of its buildings were razed by German occupiers in the final year of the Second World War. It was rebuilt with soulless Soviet grandeur, with wide thoroughfares and an ornamental skyscraper. The chief task for the museum's architects was breaking the trauma of the barren square, says Joanna Mitkowska, the museum's director. The winning project by Thomas Pfeiffer, an American architect, did so through its austerity. It pays tribute to Warsaw's legacy of modernist architecture, largely buried by the war. It subtly nods to its own archaeology. The interior's wonky concrete columns mimic the Soviet-era metro tunnels below. The park outside is designed on the grid of the pre-war streets discovered during construction. The new gallery is part of a push by Warsaw's mayor to revitalise the city's centre. A matching theatre, in black, is already being erected alongside. It is also part of Warsaw's broader reinvention. In recent years, Varsovians have reclaimed red brick industrial sites. A power station is now a trendy mall. A defunct vodka distillery houses a Google campus. Several museums celebrate chapters of Polish history. The science of Copernicus, the music of Chopin, and since September, the chocolate of Wedel, the region's Willy Wonka. Its burgeoning skyline, including Warsaw Tower, the EU's tallest skyscraper, signals that Eastern Europe's biggest EU capital is becoming a business destination.